Alma, what do you see our Mishnah holds? That Kisova Chagiga Sarbaoso Lavdi Raisa. That if there's an Indian to bring a Korban Chagiga, another Shlomim, on Erev Pesach, in order to have meat eat at night with the Korban Pesach, that's not Midi Raisa. Like really, we had the Gemara of Sochan that said there's an Indian that we know the Korban Pesach itself by the Seder by night, you're supposed to eat at Allah Soiva. The Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten when you're filled up. So the question is, Hatla, was it not when you filled up the Gamri, but when you're satisfied, you eat something first. So what do you eat first to satisfy yourself? There's an Indian to bring a Shalma Chagiga on Erev Pesach, bring a Shlomim. So when it comes Pesach by night, you'll have meat tea to satisfy yourself first. And then you eat the Korban Pesach ala Soiva. This man, the Yom, holds Chagiga Sarbos Ladi Raisa. There's not a Chiyuv to bring the Korban. Let's say you have only a few people on a Korban Pesach, and you could fill yourself up with the Korban Pesach alone. If you want, you're allowed to do that. There's no chayv again to bring the Shalom Chagigah on Erev Pesach. It's only an Indian to have enough meat to eat Pesach by night, that by the time you get to like Tirafi Kaimin, to the Korban Pesach, it should be Nechal HaSoiva. But it's Lav D'Oraisa. Therefore, if you have Maisa Sheni, you could make your Shlomim on Erev Pesach from Mois that was Maisa Sheni. Masheikin, the first day of Pesach, that's a chiev to bring a korban chagiga. A shalme chagiga on Yom Tov, you have to bring it. Therefore, the korban shlomim you bring on the first day of Pesach, or on any Yom Tov, has to be brought b'davka min achulin, from privately owned money, and not from Maisa Sheni. Omamar, now we'll say what we said before. Omamar, we learned before that Beisilu says, Minamaiser, that this Chagiga you bring the first day of Pesach if you want to, it could be bought with money that has Kedusas Maiser Sheni. It doesn't have to be Minachul and privately owned money, even when you're Mois Maiser Sheni. Is the Kashamai, why is that true? Dovishav Chayvahu, there's a Chayv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif. So if so, V'chol Dovishav Chayv, any time there's an obligation for you to do it, that's the cloud. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, that you have to spend the money from your own pocket and have no other kedusha on it. So Alkemir Beisilu says the money could be for Maisa Sheni. Or Marula Ula says that the shaler is b'teifel. When you're adding other money into it, you're like taking regular money and you're adding Mois Maisa Sheni. That's the machlekes. If you could add other money to it also or not. Adimura says that Chiski Yomar, it means Teflon Behema La Behema. Like true, one Behema, Shalme Chagiga, you have to buy from privately owned money. But in case you want to have more animals, the more animals, the more Shlomim, Shalme Chagiga you want to bring, you can bring it from other Behemas that have Kedushas, Meiser or Meiser Sheni, whatever you want. V'yein Teflon Moyes La Moyes. But Ula holds, you can't like take the first $10 of your own private money to buy the Shalmei Chagiga. Then if you want to buy a more expensive animal, you'll add money from Maisa Sheni. That you're not allowed to do. You can't add on money to money. You can only add on one animal to another animal. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Teuflin Moyes Lemoyes. No, when you want to go buy your Shalmei Chagiga, like the Mishnah says, according to Beisilul, it has to be worth at least 2 kosef. So the first 2 kosef that it has to be worth has to be from privately owned money, minachulin. But now, if you want to buy a bigger animal, a more expensive one, the more money you could afford to add from the mois of Maisa Sheni. That's what Beisilu means to say. But it has to be added money to money, and you buy one korban. But you can't do like Chizkiya said, to buy one small animal from the mois Maisa Chulin, and then buy another animal from the mois Maisa Sheni. That he doesn't know from. That's his machlokes, which way to do it. So Rashi says like this. Chizki Yom, the third line of Rashi, a second line of Rashi. B'teifa, Rashi says, Mechaber Maiser Yimachulin. Oh, maybe you could bring together money of Maiser, an animal of Maiser, with Chulin. Pligi Yamaroi Ketsa Teiflin. So machlokes now, according to Beisilu, how could you add the two together? Chizki Yom, Behema Lebehema. Im Yeshle Oichlan Harbe. If you have a lot of people to feed on Yom Tov. They're not going to all have enough teeth from one animal. The locker is Yovei Achas Chagiga Min Achulin. Bring one animal L'shem Korban Chagiga from Chulin. V'yarsha, the rest of the animals you want to bring Min Amaisa, to be brought from a behemoth that has Kedushas Meiser on it. V'yafa Pi Shekulin Habois B'yar Rishon Shem Chagiga Leim. Even though any shlomim you bring the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, the first day of Yom Tov, has a shame Shalmei Chagiga on it, so l'chura it should be brought from Chulin. But there it says, Kva Yotzi Yidei Choyva B'Rishoyna Min Achulin. The first animal, the first shlomim you brought on the first day of Yom Tov, that's the Choyv of Shalmei Chagiga. The more shlomim you bring, that's Tam L'Mitzvah, therefore could be brought from Moyes Maisa Shein if you want. That's Chizki Yeshita, you add two animals, V'Yentof L'Moyes L'Moyes. But don't do that, means liknos bein megadol to buy one big animal with both monies together, of your privately owned money, with the moyes of Maisa Sheni. Now, Rabbi Yechonon Amip, Rabbi Yechonon says for us just the opposite. So, Rashi explains what's the machlokes. Lamar is chazal eshapa, one holds more of a svara tvei, yitzias yidei chayvas menachulin, kishimei vibehei mishlem menachulin. First one holds it's better to bring one complete animal that you bought from moyes chulin. Then you yotz yechayv. Ulamah, the other man yom holds no. It's chazal eshapa tvei kishachulin muravin im kol achilosoi. That you buy one big animal, but in this one big animal have at least two kosef worth of privately owned money. So if any little bit of the animal that you do eat later, it's always considered part of it is bo min achulin. So it's more kedai that all the eating should partly be from chulin. Ulakam in yalaflom nekroi demutali yos teufel. Later we learn now from Sukkim, like Besilu Shita, that the Shalmei Chagiga does not have to be totally Menachulin. It could be made up of two parts. Half of it is Chulin, and the other half could be from Mois Maisa. Mor says now, Tani Kabosa de Chizkiya. I'll bring your proof to Chizkiya, and Tani Kabosa de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kabosa de Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Moyes the Moyes. That means first take your first $2 worth of Moyes Chulin, your own privately owned money. And then add the Moyes, the money that has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, and buy one big animal. What's the proof? The Pasuk says Misas. Rashi says it means Bishvuas by Chag HaShvuas, it says Ksiv, V'yosisa Chag Shvuas Lashem Lekecho, Misas Nidvas Yodecho. L'kam Meforash Misas Lash Chulin. It means the money you spend has to be private money, Chulinik money. So Misas comes to teach us Melamed Shademevi Chavosim in Achulin, that there's a chayv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Shavuos, and the Shalmei Chagiga you bring on Shavuos has to be privately owned money Min Achulin. Now Minayin, how do I know Shimrotzel Arav Mar? If you want to add more to it, you're allowed to add more to it, because you can add more money to the value of it. Talmud Loima Kasha Yivarechecho Hashem Olakecho. Rashi Mar means in Loshin Zeh Noifel Elav Amoyis. Mashma, don't just spend your $2 to buy the Shalmei Chagiga, but if you have more money, add more money to it and buy a bigger animal. And this new money could be from any type of money you have. That's the pasuk, Kasha Yivarechecho Hashem Lekecho. The Rashi says, Asher Yivarechecho, Hashem will give you a blessing. That means, Mikol Asher Yivarechecho. You could afford to spend the money from any type of a bracha that Hashem gave you. Even if the money has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, you're allowed to use it to buy your Shalmei Chagiga. That's the right Rabbi Yechanan, that you have to truly spend the money to stay cost of worth of chulin, but then the more money you want into it could be from anything, from Maisa Sheni. Tani Kavasa the Chizkiya. Now bring your proof to Chizkiya. That what you're supposed to do is buy one animal purely from Mois chulin, and then if you want to add, buy another, a second, a third, or fourth animal from the Mois Maisa Sheni. The Pedidash is like this. The Pasuk says, Misas. That the chayv the Shalmei Chagiga brings has to be brought menachulin, private money. The Shama Yomri Meshami says that means Yomri Shem menachulin. The first day, any carbon you bring the first day, which is called the Shalmei Chagiga, has to be menachulin from private money. Mikan v'yelach. After the first day of Yom Tov, let's say in Pesach or Sukkot. The next day, Cholamoid, you want to bring more shlamim. The more shlamim you bring the next day, that's called only a Shalmei Simcha. That's no more Shalmei Chagiga, that's only a Shalmei Simcha, that the purpose is just to have meat to be able to eat on Yom Tov. Then we say, Mina Meiser. You could even bring that from Mois Meiser Sheni, or else from Meiser Behema. Any type of animal you have to eat, Havadi Yotza. The Rashi says, Mikan Vielach, Sheinu Ela Simcha, the second day of Yom Tov, if you bring the Shlomim, that's only a Shalmei Simcha, just a Shlomim to have meat to be happy with. Dilu v'chagiga k'siv, because after korban chagiga, the pasuk says v'chagoyse moisa yemechod. V'sulai, that the mitzvahs of shalmei chagiga is only the first day of Yom Tov. And if you brought it the first day, the shlomim you bring the next from then on is af min ha'maisa. It's not a chayv anymore after korban, it's a chayv just to have meat eat. U'beisilu v'sulu says, achila rishayna min achulin. The first k'zayis of meat that you eat, the first animal you eat on Yom Tov, that has to be min achulin. Mikan v'elach, but the next animal that you eat, even on the first day, min ha'maisa, could be brought min ha'maisa. Since it's a rye, even on the first day, you could bring two or three animals, and just the first animal has to be made from maisa, from mois chulin. The second or third could be brought from maisa, from mois maisa. For shar ko yemaisa pesach, but the rest of the days of Pesach, when you bring a shlomim, the second day of Yom Tov, it's not called the Shalmei Chagiga anymore, it's only called the Shalmei Simcha, therefore, Adam Yotzi, the Chavos, say the Maisa Beima. You can be Yotzi Yechiv with Maisa Beima. The animal could even be the tenth animal. Maisa Beima means if you had 10 new animals born to you that year, you let them go through the gate 1-3, and the 10th one you hit, that has Kedushas Maisa Beima. And if you shechted on Yom Tov Tit, on Chol HaMoed, L'shem Shalmei Simcha, he yaitza the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha, Abi Yav Mitzvah, Yav Bosor of Kochim, to Mekayim the mitzvah, Samachta Mechagecha, that's this mitzvah. Mor says now, Be Yom Tov, my time aloy. What's the reason on Yom Tov loy? Like it doesn't say you could bring a Maisa Behem on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov it just says if you want to add, add Maisa Sheni. But it doesn't say to add Maisa Behem. How come you can't use a Maisa Behem on Yom Tov? We're afraid not to shech this animal, which is a maisa behema, which means when you had 10 new animals born to you, and let them go through the deer, and the 10th one you hit, like that's number 10, that has tushas maisa behema, you can't shech it on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's a gzeira, maybe you come to take off maisa on Yom Tov itself. And mashmitz also midiraisa, to take maisa behema on Yom Tov. Why not? Just to take Maisa is only Yosem of the Rabbonin. There's no Wisdom of the Raisa. So what's wrong with Maisa Behema? Teretziz Mishrum Sikrito. Because the Eitzah usually is, the way you count it is, you let one animal go through, 2, 3, 4, 5, when it comes to number 10, you take a stick or paintbrush with red paint, and you paint a little bit red on the animal. That's the way you make Maisa Behema. So we're afraid you do that on Yom Tov. And since you come to paint the animal on Yom Tov, that's Nisi Diraisa, therefore we don't want you to be makriv Maisa Behema on Yom Tov. Now, my master friend, the Gemara, the high Misas, listen, the Chulin, how Bechal would know to say both of them Adash, the word Misas means the money has to be privately owned money. Chulin, the Echsiv, it says in Esther, Vayosim HaMelech HaShverosh, Mas Alerts. He made like a tax on the ground, everybody to pay, and Mas means money is Chulin, your own private money, you have to pay, you see the word Mas, means privately owned money. Yeah. Gemara says that the Mishnah said, Yisrael yoytzim midei chavosim b'nador m'nadovis. Als the mitzvah simchas haregel. That means not the first day Yom Tov, that's a mitzvah shalmei chagiga. The next day Chol HaMoed, the next 7 days of Yom Tov, there's a chiv teet every day bosor, and the mitzvah is teet bosor of kachim. So what type of a korban do you have to bring? Tana Rabbanan. Go to the bright like this. The pasuk says, "V'somachto v'chagecha." You're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. The rabbi comes to include kol minei smachas l'simcha. Anything that makes you happy, you could use to be mekayim the mitzvah v'somachto v'chagecha. What does that mean? What makes you happy? Mekan omru chachamim. Yisrael yoytzin edei chavosim b'nedor m'nedovus. That means we hold halacha like this. We let samachlekes rishonim. Tais v'shiter is that b'zman azeh the mitzvah simchas haregel is only midirabonin. Tais zolz midiraisa the mitzvah simchas haregel is only eating meat of kachim. I think Gemara says here, it doesn't have to be a korban shlomim. It could be any type of korbanis. if you eat the meat of the korban, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Like it says, Yisrael yotzim ben adorim and adovois over meise behema the kahane bechatois v'yoshim v'vechor v'chazor v'shoik. Any type of an animal you eat that's from a korban, you're mekayim the mitzvah simchas regel. Toisa shitin moikon we had before was it's midiraisa only from basa kochim. Bizman is there, we have no more beis hamikdash, so there's no more mitzvah midiraisa. That we eat meat today on Yom Tov, Soni midirabonin. However, halacha, the Rambam sheet is not like that. The Rambam paskins, even bizman is there today, we also have a mitzvah midiraisa to eat meat on Yom Tov. And the Rambam learns like this, that the mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha means you're supposed to do the biggest amount of simcha of happiness you could have at that time. So at the time when they had the beis hamikdash, you have more simcha mashmir of yeet meat that comes from a korban, it's a bigger simcha. Simcha shah mitzvah is a bigger simcha if the meat comes from a korban. So if it's man, you have the beis hamikdash, you can only be mekayem the mitzvah by eating the korban karbonis. Vashenkin, bizman is like today, we have no more karbonis. Therefore, the mitzvah is eating meat. Eating meat on Yom Tov, we are mekayem the mitzvah for samata b'chagecha.
Not chicken.
You're right. It's better to eat meat than chicken. If you don't have meat, next best is chicken. Some sheet to sold chicken is also good. Even though we'll soon see that Yochel Gemara says, Af b'yefes ha-menachis, maybe even with a chicken, and not a chicken, it means a korban oif, a korban oila, a chates oif, that we eat the oif, or else you bring a mincha, you can mekayim the mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha, Talmud Leim, the Pesach says, no, v'samachta b'chagecha. It has to be